For the Radio Results Network, I'm Mike Daniels. As many of you know, our former manager and co-worker, Rick Durson, passed away on December 27th. We are remembering Rick with those that worked with him in the early days. Ann Wilson Feldhauser started in 1982 as the first news person to work closely with Rick.
Yes, in fact, you know, he hired me off the air from a little bitty radio station over in Sault Ste. Marie. You know, I had no experience in news whatsoever, but he saw the potential in me to be able to do the job, and he allowed me to grow while I was doing the work, and it became a fulfilling experience that led to a lifetime career in communications and a college degree. And he was the best manager that I ever worked with. He had such a vision. He understood the business so well, and to be able to guide us as a group and as a station into the place where WGLQ became the hub of so many other activities in radio and broadcasting around the area. He was just remarkable, and I'm forever grateful for him. He was the best manager that I ever worked with. Such a vision.
Judy McQuillan Pardonet shared morning duties with Rick. She went on to be a news director in Illinois, public relations for the Chicago Transit Authority, and now works in public relations. But she remembers the early days.
So I graduated from Northern Michigan University, and working on the morning show with Rick on WGLQ was my first full-time job. And he really gave it to me in the way of teasing, joking, making fun of me. Listeners would hear it on the air and say, oh gosh, you're really, you know, you really give her a hard time. But honestly, behind the scenes, what he taught me about the business was incredible, and lessons that I still have with me to this day about conversational delivery of news and the importance in selecting certain stories and how to tell them. And he mentored a lot of people over the time and he had a very dry sense of humor. I remained friends with him over the years, and I will have to say he loved the people he started the station with. But anytime I spoke to him, his pride and joy were Daisy and Chris. Chris having a very successful business, Daisy becoming a mom, earning a PhD, every accomplishment that he had professionally, but nothing ever was more important to him than his family. And he will be greatly missed.
If you would like to make a donation in memory of Rick Durson, look for the Rick Durson Memorial page at RadioResultsNetwork.com. All donations will benefit the Northern Lights YMCA, where Rick was a founding board member. Just click the donation button and thank you from Rick's family and the Radio Results Network.